The Mark 82 bomb had lain for decades in the Mekong, just yards from villagers' homes. It was likely dropped by a US plane in the early 1970s during Cambodia's civil war. A fisherman reported the bomb's presence to the dive team last month after repeatedly snagging his nets on it. On Thursday, the team of Cambodian D-miners, now trained to remove unexploded ordnance, or UXO, from underwater, raised the bomb, which was still live, took it to shore and made it safe. 40 men started the grueling training program 2 years ago. Just 9 passed. Alan Dodgson Tan is the country head of the Golden West Humanitarian Foundation, a US-based non-profit that carried out the training. Tan says the purpose is to make Cambodia's waterways safe. The key is to focus on UXO that could pose a threat. Thursday's mission was the first carried out by the unit, which is funded by the US State Department. It won't be the last. The US bombed Cambodia extensively between 1968 and 1973, and the civil war that ran until the 1990s means landmines and UXO are scattered across the country. Meantime, Golden West will process this bomb's explosives into 1,000 small charges the demining groups can use to blow up some of those landmines. For RFI, I'm Robert Carmichael in Phnom Penh.